Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors. Therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Yes. This is Allison, along with Red Hood, and Johnny. Tonight we have two very, very, we have some great promos for tonight, which are to get additional 10% off already discounted prices at, in the outlet section at iHomeRadio.com. Use outlet, O-U-T-L-E-T, and this is all caps, and get an additional free shipping, and that this, which is valid through this month until the 31st. And how is it about having your own website, or wanting to be have your own website and create your own content, and you don't have a website? You could go on to GoDaddy.com and get a up to percent with a 50% off hosting plans, a percentage off of your website or web hosting from GoDaddy to boot, where you can find those products and all of our other affiliates at AMCPressCo.com. And don't we have some breaking news, Redhead?
Oh, yes.
Yes, this is breaking news. Justin. This sort of came out of nowhere. Vlad Putin bans all food products from the U.S. That's from the EU. It's not as if Russia imports 40% of its food. It's fed to the people. Right, Vlad? Right?
Oh.
Isn't that all right, Mr. Putin?
Only if we could talk with Mr. Putin.
I don't think...
I seriously don't think that's necessary because of the random fact that Mr. Putin right now is making everybody pissed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's no question.
I mean, from headlines to bylines to airlines, everything's fine in Russia. Right?
Not really.
Everything's fine in Russia. It's sort of like Germany in World War II. I mean, really?
I think Mr. Putin needs to get put in his place.
Well, put in his place, but put out of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So anyway, our first topic is none other than Reuters and the Ukraine crisis. Now, the funniest thing is that, well, while Vlad gets put in place, animals and fruit and veg are suspended, and NATO fears invasion. Now, Vlad, we have one question to ask, largely on the state of the economy in Russia, as well as the state of the economy in the U.S. What does your wife think of this, and why shouldn't you be spanked?
No, now ex-wife. Now ex-wife.
Well, crucified. I mean, I could see several kind of whips. I mean, seriously, the cattle whips and everything like that coming at his door. I am not worthy, I am not worthy, I am not worthy, I am not... Say it one more time, Vlad. Say it one more time. I'm not worthy. You know, but yet,
right.
From the Russian, the Russian point of view is that Russia will ban all imports of food from the United States.
Right. Yeah, not so much. When we
which means they're going to get plenty of their fruit and veg from London.
No, but isn't that, but don't they have sanctions against Mr. Putin as well? Aren't they?
No.
No, I
don't think so. But yet, the funny thing is just how much painstaking, you know, let's just go over the timeline up into the current time now. Okay?
Right.
Stalin takes over Russia. Putin takes over Russia. Putin has a very good hold over Russia. Russia goes to the Olympics. Russia bombs the Olympics. Russia then bombs... Putin bombs the Olympics. Then Putin fucks his wife. Then his fucking wife divorces him. Now. Then he bans the gays. Then he bans the sneakers. Then he bans everything else. Then he bans telecommunications. Now he's going to ban fruit and veg. What have you fucking gone under?
It's like Putin. How would he get Putin some... Putin some... Some dire straits as well.
Or, how is it a matter of Putin out everything else?
Mm-hmm. It's like, maybe.
Is that something?
Maybe.
You know. How many missions do you have to have?
Cold War. It's like Cold War is a colony.
Pretty miserable fucking Cold War. If you ask me. You know. Pretty miserable fucking Cold War. I mean, the thing is that the Cold War now is, you know, no communications.
Yes, that's a check mark. It's like
guns at every checkpoint.
Really making sure that no one could, that those who lost loved ones in the horrid plane crash.
Oh, and then there was a plane crash, right. Mr. Putin says, I need fucking collectibles.
It's like, is he collecting body parts? Is he a mat?
Possibly.
Or is he insane?
And taking Zoloft. But whatever the German, you know, whatever the Russian thing of Zoloft is, I bet you, give me, Vlad said, give me more of that.
It's like, come on. It's like crazy, motherfucker.
Where is your fucking common sense, God? Please tell us. Do you have any more comments from
the rest of us? Oh, wait. Maybe you've just seen Lucy, or maybe the movie Lucy is out in theaters, and you've just seen it, and it's blowing your mind, and you cannot
seem to have any cohesive sense but to use 10% of your fucking brain.
Maybe he has some sort of disability.
If he had a disability, possibly? Don't you think we would know?
Yes, very true. Especially those in the disability community.
Don't you think we would know? And don't you think we would say, war crimes?
Yes, war crimes. Please come. Please. Uh-huh. It's like, could the world see him for who he is? Or be the insane person he is somewhere else, preferably.
Well, my fear, my giant fear, is that if he actually hosts the Olympics,
then again?
What the? No.
No, he's.
Oh,
he's
sorry. Sorry. The World Cup. Yes. The World Cup. There will be no communication of how to kick the ball.
Oh, God. Is it going to be signs? Is it going to be like, wait, you can't do one sign because. It's like, wait, what's the sign for stupid?
No, it's going to be sign language. It's going to be the first sign language World Cup. That's what it's going to be.
God.
The first sign language World Cup. Way to go with,
the communication sucks.
No. Way to go with, everything else, right? Way to go with everything else, right?
It's like yes, we're going to have a party in Russia come World Cup time. Nah, not so much. It's like party now.
I mean, the posse would be in Putin's pants. Because I think he would be pooping all over the place.
Oh, my.
Maybe there's something he isn't announcing to the world. His dislike for those of same sex, as much as we support same sex, this person clearly has... this person kind of ends up where, maybe he hasn't realized what he really wants. And there has been things out there
I can picture him listening to Ska.
Oh,
and the only thing. And the only thing. That would happen. Would be, the only thing that would happen would be his bodyguards going, Vlad? Vlad?
Vlad,
what are you doing?
What if they ended up making a Disney World inside Russia? As much as Disney World is a great place, Russia, not the most happiest place on Earth. No offense to anyone that lives there.
Yeah, no one...
To us, it's like Vladimir tends to put the happiness rating down.
Well,
it's like
happiness raining down is one thing, right? That's one thing. Right. The other thing.
Logically.
Is, him totally and utterly making a fool of himself and saying, I'm going to have one thing be after the other and totally and utterly just, well, I don't know, I'll fuck people's
it's
lives
like,
up to the best of my ability.
He's like, maybe someone could see him for who he really is.
Boy, I wish that would happen. It would be,
mm-hmm.
It would be totally and utterly well.
It would be fucking amazing. I'm sure it would be like heaven.
Oh, sure.
Like, we're in heaven because Putin is bye-bye. Putin goes bye-bye,
oh,
which
Putin.
Means... So maybe...
I mean, it is...
It's like, maybe, there's more things that should come out.
I mean, maybe there are more things that should be coming out, yes. But,
right.
Maybe he should be coming out Maybe he should be coming out and saying, listen, I am gay.
I'm proud of it.
I know this is... What?
I'm proud of it.
I am gay. I am proud of it.
Happy. Mm-hmm.
But yet... Yet, the funny thing is, how many people around the world are not satisfied?
Right.
Or remain unsatisfied.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And the unsatisfied things of
right.
anything, you know.
Right.
It is incredible. But we have to press on. It's 19 minutes past the hour.
Yes.
Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook.
Lovely
or
Mark Zuckerberg.
Lovely fucking Mark Zuckerberg. Join the class action lawsuit over privacy violations. Over in Europe, Facebook is targeted, the target of a European
class action lawsuit, which has already gathered 11,000 participants, according to TechCrunch. The data protection campaign group is called Europe vs. Facebook. And has brought the case against the world's largest social network in an effort to force Facebook to properly protect its user data. Which means that Facebook is breaking the law by several counts. One, the data's policy is used, which is invalid under the EU law. The absence of effect of consent of many types of data in use. The support of NSA's prison surveillance laws. The tracking of internet users on external websites, i.e. through like buttons. And monitoring and analyzing users of through big data systems and unlawful graphic searches authorized by unauthorized passing of user data of external applications. Max Strims, a lawyer and the leader of the European versus Facebook, said the main plaintiff of the lawsuit and the case has been filed in Vienna, Austria, where Schrems lives, and Schrems is a proclaiming judge of the class action lawsuits, removing any financial burden from its participants. Austrian law, the Austrian law firm Roland is financing the lawsuits.
Good, that's awesome.
They will take 20% of the winnings.
But that also means anyone in Europe who's been affected ultimately could get a settlement. Us here in the United States, not so much.
The group did not try, other cases have been tried. Right.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to try the case in Ireland, believing that the country's court system wouldn't go after Facebook due to its previous case. As the technology that interest has increasingly become viral to the Irish economy, a detriment against lawsuit Facebook in Ireland could cause other companies to think twice about setting up shop in the country.
Interesting.
And if you live outside the US and Canada, you can join a class action lawsuit here. Sign up requires
you
to log in outside the US and Canada. For all international listeners listening, if you listen, yes, our European listeners, yes, you can join this lawsuit. The sign requires you to log in with your Facebook account. Provide the additional verification, including Canadian government-issued driver's license ID, passport, driver's license, and with your address and birth name to verify your age. We love to complain consistently about the data protection problems in Europe. Now it's time. It's also time for us to enforce our fundamental rights.
Right. It's like you can't just allow these people to continue.
I mean, the thing is, with Facebook, facial recognition.
Facial recognition.
Right.
Yeah, no. It's like
No. You know, the thing is that we're not, everybody's going, fuck the U.S. or not. You know, here in the U.S., you can, if they are violated, you can sue them or ask them to be arrested and charged. If you read the fine print when you sign up for Facebook, you'll notice that you kind of screwed the pooch on maintaining your right of privacy, and nobody cares because it's bullshit anyway. Well, I mean, it's not bullshit. If it was bullshit,
privacy is key in my book.
Yeah.
Privacy is key in everyone's book. And everyone wants it when it's taken away. Hell has
well,
no I mean, they do say, how do we, how do we do this? How is it done? Please tell us. You know?
I give these people so much credit.
Oh,
it's like
absolutely.
You're taking on something that obviously big company that has enough lawyers.
Well, big company that has lawyers. Big company that has lawyers. But it is hysterical how they have.
All right.
You know.
Sorry.
How.
You're fine.
You know, how they have this kind of thing where it's not our fault completely.
Right. Or you may not know of what your rights are.
Exactly. And if you don't know what your rights are, maybe you should check them out.
Or how you can protect it. Right.
Maybe you should check them out. You know, my Facebook is not, I mean... You know, my privacy settings, I don't play with, you know.
Me neither. We don't play. Everyone has a right to privacy. Once that privacy's gone...
What's left?
It's like, maybe your privacy will be there. Just maybe. That's not always the case. It's like privacy. What privacy now? Since Joe Blow down the street can know what you're doing.
I mean, yeah. And Joe Blow isn't, you know, your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Joe Blow isn't your best friend, but yet...
He loves your information, though. I love your information.
Yeah, I love your information. But I love your information more because it's fucking sexy to me. You know, that's the thing.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. It is one of those things.
That's key thing. Maybe.
Exactly. Exactly. You know.
That's what I...
Yeah. I mean, do you...
It's like things happen, but you can't just live in fear either.
Right, exactly. I mean, and living in fear in terms of some idiot who has made your life hell, or anybody's life hell, you can't live in fear.
Right.
So,
right.
What
it's
do
like,
you do?
You take action, you take names, you go forward.
Exactly.
You get...
Exactly. Exactly.
Because living in fear does not get you anywhere. Fear gives you...
Says Mark Zuckerberg.
Fear could only go so far before people say, what's he smoking? What could he be on? He's getting popular.
Well,
he's acquiring more shit than any proper than quite a bit of other business owners. Granted, MySpace is just coming back, but still.
Your face or ever?
MySpace.
A bit late for that!
The company that.
Oh, MySpace,
whatever.
Yes.
Yes. The creator of MySpace sold us off and now he's saying, okay, I'm good, I'm gone. I made my millions, all fine. Versus Mr. Zuckerberg, he's acquiring so many things. What if Facebook jails him? What if there's a court case that he could end up being sued for every penny he has had?
I don't think that would happen.
Well, you don't know if you could get into a bad business deal. Because that could be possible.
Well, he's already gotten into a couple. Well, I mean... He's already gotten into a good, solid... You know, thing.
Right. Most people learn if one business deal falls or trying to compete and say, oh yes, I'm wanting to create my own Snapchat. Does this work? Do we want to still continue this? Yes.
Yes, we want to. We want to still continue it.
We're going to continue and see how much money goes out.
And like, I can see it. I can see it sort of totally and utterly you know, being...
Maybe I will. I will try to create a snow person. Sure. In the summer. Sure thing. Let's see how... How crazy you will become.
Exactly. You know. And yet, the funny thing is that I don't think we asked for this. You know, I have a funny feeling we didn't ask for
We don't ask
for Facebook. We don't ask for LinkedIn. We can accept.
LinkedIn is for business. Google Plus acceptable. YouTube acceptable.
Twitter acceptable. Unless you're a Twitter. But
Google Plus.
Google Plus has its benefits.
Yeah. Too bad.
How?
As much.
Too bad
in groups, you could actually communicate and you don't have to tag people in it. And my thing is if it works, it works. Groups, fine. You could still post whatever you want. But if you want to get someone's attention, yeah, you're going to have to plus them. But plusing them versus...
monitoring them?
As much as that is hilarious. And
Google
itself,
minus. Wait.
No,
Google minus.
Really.
Google minus. The best friend any plus could have. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's 10:37. We have to get on. We do have to get on.
On another subject, of course.
On the other subject. Let's see. Then, at 10:37, just past the hour, if you're just tuning in, we have gone over with Smack Putin. We have steamrolled Mark Zuckerberg. And now we go into Russia may restrict trans-Siberian flights.
What? Can't Putin get enough? Does Putin have a... Does he like living in this sphere? It's like, yes.
You know, he threatens to, and now apparently, it's a bunch of apparently's, Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, say that three times fast, Medvedev, right? Threatened on Tuesday to retaliate for full grounding of the subsidiary of National Aerofault because of the EU sanctions. With one newspaper reporting that European flights to Asia over Siberia could be banned.
Crazy motherfucker. No.
We should discuss possible retaliation, Medvedev said in the meeting of the Russian Transport Minister of the Deputy Executive of Aeroflot, that the ban would be flying European airlines from flying over Siberia on Asian routes. A move that would impose costs on European carriers by making the flights to take longer and require more fuel.
That's so lovely, the basic of that stuff. It's like, why can't we be friends?
I mean, maybe Smash Mouth.
I wonder if you...
I mean, maybe Smash Mouth should go over there and put, why can't we be friends? 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 On a fucking loop.
No, or someone should... Or I would love if someone tried to prank call Mr. Putin, and that's what you should.
Somebody
use
that war record.
That's not...
Well,
why can't we be friends?
Oh, yeah. The soccer version of why can't we be friends. You know, or even give them...
It's the music is.
Yeah. Or give them the Stevie Wonder. That's what countries are for.
That's what countries. 30 of them. I would love for one of our musicians out there.
And have. Yeah.
That's what
Tom
Red
has seen it from Orange's New Black. You know? Brilliant! That would be like, and that's what friends are for. You know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it
that would
just
be hilarious.
That's what Tom has.
You know, and Bina singing the bass part. Wow.
Oh, God.
While Putin sings the other part, you know, the highest part.
It's like, wait.
You know,
what
he's free to fill
the It's like, what are friends for now, Mr. Paul?
Oh, yeah, it's finally making sense. If I stop, wait a second, I have to stop this. You know?
I would love to... If Smash Mouth was able to go over to Russia and just and play a concert for him, that would be hilarious in and of itself.
I mean, it's like, you know, hopefully Stevie Wonder and Associates, if you're hearing this right now, please do something. Send him a copy. Revert the lyrics to That's What Countries Are For. You know, including the aerospace stuff. We'll give you the license. No, we won't give you the licensing. You'll have to pay us. But
yes,
you
yes.
You can use whatever you want, and we can collaborate with you. Is that a deal?
Yes.
I
say
seriously.
It's a deal in of itself. To make sure, and to really ensue countries, are there to help, not hinder, not be mortal enemies.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, wait, what are friends?
Well, what are friends and what are friends for? You know, in bone times, in hard times, I can't fucking do it. But anyway.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean,
that's fine.
Oh my. It's right. I mean, it would be very, very
that's
funny.
Be
to see, the only thing that Putin will probably do is have a very, very soft voice in which... He will probably go, in bomb times, in four times, I will always contribute, it, my dear. Oh, wait, you're not here. And then the song could continue. But
yes,
anyway,
yes.
Our last topic of the evening, of course, somebody's suing Sony.
Yeah, I heard about this, which is kind of crazy.
I mean, you bring this up. You're better at this than I am.
Gaming. We all know gaming. We all love gaming.
Oh, yeah.
We've been friends. I've been at least fans of Nintendo. Have some various gaming systems.
Yeah.
I also know that gaming, it tends to mean that the quality could be whatever it can be possible. You don't, it's like you're trying to expect the world because you won't always get the world.
Yeah.
You want something. You're not always going to get that something. It's like, oh yes, I want a Ferrari. Am I going to get a Ferrari? No.
Not really.
Not really. But someone wants a 180p game. Sometimes games have limitation on quality. Maybe the game
that should be 1080p.
Yes, 1080p. Sorry.
Oh.
Bear with me. I'm, as much as I played games, not really into all this other stuff that involves gaming.
Yeah.
And I'm into, like, classic Mario. Not actually the stuff that was a part of my childhood.
Well, mine too, but mine was more
Donkey Kong I played. Oh, Super Nintendo.
I played Paperboy.
Oh, Paperboy,
cool.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Paperboy, Bushido Blade, Mario Kart, Donkey Kong I never got the hang of.
Love that game.
Yeah.
I never got the hang of it.
Yeah.
I mean, all I saw was a big, huge fucking monster.
Hey, but it's the fun of having to get through it. I mean, I've won
yes,
the game.
But how do you
play
something you don't
pretty
know?
You try again?
Yeah.
You try
like
again?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
yes.
How?
Very easy. Play it and play until you're good at it. I may not want it, however, came very close. Which is good enough for me. In a nutshell.
Well, yeah.
Because a game is a game is a game.
Yeah.
Well, game is a game is a game until it turns into reality. And speaking of Nintendo and everything like that. If you're in the New York City metro area, listeners, very carefully. One of my really good friends is actually performing in a musical called Jumpman, which is based off of Super Mario Brothers. Yes. Super Mario Brothers has come alive. Yes. I'm going to see it Friday evening. The date for this fantastic thing are as follows. Tickets can be purchased at jumpmanmusical.com. Saturday, August 10th. Oh, sorry. Sunday, August 10th. Wednesday, August 13th. Saturday, August 16th. And Sunday, August 24th. Make sure, if you go, go. Go, 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 and laugh yourself silly. You'll be benefiting a lot of people and a lot of hard-working people at the Fringe. And definitely, definitely do not miss it. Tickets are $18. And it's worth every penny. Definitely. Definitely. You know.
Yeah.
Definitely. In, you know, with, I think in the 1990s, we were stuck between two things, rock music and video games.
Yeah.
And if you were growing up with ADHD in the 1990s, you're hooked on fucking Ritalin. Or cocaine. You know, because they couldn't
Pretty close to it. You both, it's like, you want to go bouncing off the walls? Do this.
Please take your Ritalin. Oh my god.
We are all hopped up on sugar.
Oh yeah, we're all hopped up on sugar, and it's our fucking crazy kind of game.
You know what? Life was good. Life was good.
Well, life is good. Life is good. You grab yourself a front row treat. But, you know, the thing
preferably.
Is... Preferably not fucking that rhythm, though.
Yeah, no.
I mean, please, please don't do that.
Yes, no.
Please don't. Please no.
Yes. Yes.
Please no. Don't do it. Don't do it. But yet,
yes.
I mean, what do you think of the gaming generation then? Allison.
I, myself, gaming, I look at it as it's a fun thing to do. I don't take it seriously because I know it's a game.
Yeah.
It's not life or death. It's a game. There's a
difference
in gamers real life. Still crazy. That's crazy. To even think of that. It that way, that point.
Exactly.
It's like I'm the type of person when it's a game, it's game. Not, oh no, I'm going to have to beat this because, oh yes, I'm not winning. You cannot be winning. You don't have to take it like, oh yes, I'm about to die. When, in all reality, it's a game. It's a game in which you play. Not...
Exactly. Exactly. There are a bunch of... On iTunes, there is a bunch of video game-themed documentaries, which... I'm very curious and very envious about, but I guess what I think I'm going to do is rent one or two just to possibly review them next week. We'll see. Yeah, maybe I'm hinting at a subject that we should put in the docket. Possibly. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe we'll be discussing them. They should be.
Maybe we will.
Yeah, maybe.
And also, stuff about, you know, video games and stuff like that actually there is a documentary called Video Games, the document, the movie.
And then there's also indie games. There's a whole lot of documentaries about gaming and how indie games are now becoming forefront.
What do you mean by that?
Not going the standard route where there's developers making them because they want to, and yes, it's fun, yes, they get money off of it, but it's the love for the product and bringing old school games down to games that are old school out to the public for other reasons versus being
something else.
Say, oh, yes, no.
Oh, sure.
Which it very well could be. If you think of it.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I do think of it, but I also think that there's so many other things in this world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I think iTunes has basically plundered the existence of documentaries.
But then there's documentaries that are very heavy-hitting.
Yeah, I just saw one that everybody should ever, in their right mind, should see, which is called Cash for Kids.
Which
I'm not going to reveal
I'm just going to say, I believe it takes place within the Eastern U.S.
Yeah, it does. And I'm not going to tell you guys what I actually might have in my hands, but you'll find out soon enough. The only thing I am going to tell you, it has to do with the movie Cash for Kids. That's all the only thing I am going to tell you.
Or it might have other parties involved, too. So we
Well, it might have some... Two people on this show might be very heavily involved in it. We will have to see. Other than that...
I see it being very... a high likelihood.
So, yeah. No, it's a high likelihood. We just... The parties that are involved on the show can't announce anything yet.
Yeah.
We will fill you in more... as
In due time.
Anyway, everybody, it is 10:58, and you know what that time means. It means the end of the fucking show.
Yes,
it means we have to go.
Yes, so find us at itsmyurls.com/AMCPress and go to AMCPressCo.com and look at everything that we are doing. We are having new content. We're making it be very lively. Still in the works.
We're also making up a new theme for the fall, so listen for that.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's going to take us into September. Yes,
yeah.
I am announcing this on August 6th. Trust me that you will be able to buy this thing on iTunes once we actually have it launched. And any of the other stuff that we make, you'll be able to profit from it, or we'll be able to profit from you on iTunes. But
which will go to furthering the show, among other things. And there will be a new outro too. So I'm back.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everybody.